The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And on this program, we're going to talk about the lineup at PNC Arena. And we'll start with Wednesday, February 14th, of course, Valentine's Day. Andrea Bocelli, live in concert for Valentine's Day. Friday, February 16th, is Cat Williams, the Dark Matter Tour. Saturday, February 17th, Journey, the Freedom Tour with special guest Toto. Friday, February 23rd, Lauren Daigle, the Kaleidoscope Tour. Thursday, February 29th, Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, and Pitbull, the Trilogy Tour. Saturday, March 9th, Gabriel Iglesias, Don't Worry, Be Fluffy Tour. Monday, March 18th, WWE Monday Night Raw. Tuesday, March 19th, Fallout Boy with Jimmy Eat World, Hot Mulligan, and Games We Play. Friday, March 29th, Avenged Sevenfold, Life is But a Dream, North American Tour, Part 3. And Saturday, March 30th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. And coming up the rest of the year on the schedule, AJR, the Maybe Man Tour, the Women's Empowerment 2024, Tom Segura Come Together Tour, Harlem Globetrotters, their 2024 World Tour, NF, the Hope Tour, Melanie Martinez, the Trilogy Tour, Kane Brown, In the Air Tour, Justin Timberlake, Forget Tomorrow World Tour, Tim McGraw Standing Room Only Tour, Pepe Aguilar, Sebastian Maniscalco It Ain't Right Tour, Blink 182 One More Time Tour, Corteo by Cirque du Soleil, and right now the final show is Pink Live 2024, and that's down in November. All right, at Fayetteville, here are some of the events going on. Thursday, February 15th, Anthony Hamilton, A Soulful Evening of Love. And all of this entertainment, it is either at Crown Theater or the Crown Complex. Saturday, February 17th, Monster Truck Nitro Tour. Wednesday, March 6th, C.C. Winans, The Goodness Tour. Thursday, March 7th, Grand Kiev Ballet presents Giselle. Friday, March 8th, Blippi, the Wonderful World Tour. Sunday, March 17th, Wanda Sykes, Please and Thank You Tour. Monday, March 18th, Bob Dylan, Rough and Rowdy Ways Tour. Saturday, March 23rd, Rolling on the River, The Best of Tina. Saturday, March 30th, Family Reunion Old School Concert featuring the legendary OJs and John Gill. And coming up in April, Kevin Hart, John Mellencamp, Harlem Globetrotters, Leanne Morgan, and Bert Kreischer. That's all in Fayetteville. All right, looking at the lineup for the amphitheaters in around Raleigh. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek, Sunday, April 7th, Pucifer, Primus, and A Perfect Circle. Saturday, April 20th, Hozier and Allison Russell, The Unreal Unearthed Tour. Friday, April 26th, Need to Breathe, The Caves World Tour with Judah and the Lion. Saturday, April 27th, the Postal Service and Death Cab for Cutie, Give Up and Transatlanticism. Tuesday, May 7th, Foo Fighters, Everything or Nothing at All. Friday, May 17th, Hank Williams Jr. and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Friday, June 7th, it's Niall Horan, the show live on tour 2024. June 14th, which is a Friday, Dave Matthews Band. Saturday, June 15th, Hardy, Kip Moore, Travis Denning, and Ella Langley, Quit Tour. Wednesday, June 26th, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Ice Cube, and Iron Tom, the Unlimited Love Tour. Thursday, June 27th, Alanis Morissette, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and Morgan Wade. That's what's coming up at Walnut Creek through June. Checking out the Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh, Friday, April 19th, Dustin Lynch, Kill the Cowboy Tour with Skis. Friday, April 26th, An Evening with Ween. Thursday, May 2nd, Queens of the Stone Age. Thursday, May 9th, Sum 41, Tour of the Setting Sum Tour. Friday, May 10th, Chase Rice, Get Western 2024 Tour. Saturday, June 8th, Brothers Osborne, Might As Well Be Us Tour with Kaylee Hammock. Tuesday, June 11th, Krugerven, A La Sala Tour. Thursday, June 13th, Gary Clark Jr. And Friday, June 28th, Bailey Zimmerman, Religiously the Tour with Josh Ross. Then at Booth Amphitheater, just a few dates scheduled so far. Saturday, April 6th, Tacos and Taps. Friday, April 12th, it's Fan Love Tour, hosted by Kayla Nicole, featuring That Girl Lele, Young Dylan, One More, Papa J, and many more. And then the schedule jumps to August, Friday and Saturday, August 2nd and 3rd. It is the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival, followed Tuesday, September 17th, with Melissa Etheridge and Jewel. Then it's the Whiskey, Wine, and Fire event on September 21st. Okay, time for some laughs at Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Here we go. Thursday, February 15th, it's Smooth Jazz at the Improv with Marcus Anderson. Friday through Sunday, February 16th through the 18th, it's Dion Cole, My New Normal Tour, a comedian, actor, writer, and producer who currently stars in the critically acclaimed BET Plus series, Average Joe. Thursday through Saturday, February 22nd through the 24th, Kev Herrera. Kev has always been the clown, not only with his friends, but also within his large Hispanic family. Kevin's unfiltered raw comedy is inspired by his triumphed life experiences. Sunday, February 25th, Kevin James Thornton. He's a rising TikTok IG star with over 1 million followers and 500 million video views. Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd, is Cheryl Underwood, entertainer, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. Cheryl is a much sought-after entertainer and public speaker who is described as one of the world's brightest contemporary humorists. Friday and Saturday, March 8th and 9th, T.J. Miller, the Crowd Sorcerer Tour. T.J. has been diligently working to make people laugh for over 2.5 years because life is tragic and the best thing he can do is make you giggle. Skilled improviser, no show is ever the same. Friday through Sunday, March 15th through the 17th, it's Chelsea Lynn, a comedian, actress, and internet personality extraordinaire. She started building a fan base in 2014 when her sketches featuring her alter ego, Trailer Trash Tammy, went viral. Thursday, March 21st, Ari Shaffir, the Wrong Side of History Tour. In addition to his numerous appearances on the Joe Rogan podcast, he is best known for his last special, Jew, which has garnered almost 6 million views and was written up in the New York Times in its list of best specials of the year. Also coming up in March, Gary Owen, Alexander Neslobin, and Steve Byrne. All shows, again, are 18+. Switching over to Goodnight's Comedy Club. Woodburn Road at the Village District, Wednesday, February 14th, Matt White. Matt went from distracting his classmates as a class clown to engaging audiences nationally. He is a winner of North Carolina's Funniest Person here in Raleigh and Port City's Top Comic, that's in Wilmington. Matt has featured in comedy festivals across the U.S., and he's worked with many of today's top comedians. Friday through Sunday, February 16th through the 18th, it's Faison Love, an actor and comedian. Faison is best known for roles in the films Friday, Elf, The Replacements, Maid, and Couples Retreat. Friday and Saturday, February 16 and 17, Eric Rahill, a writer and performer. Eric can be seen in Season 2 of The Bear on FX and on Season 3 of I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson for Netflix. Wednesday, February 21st, Matt Ballesay. Matt is a comedian, writer, and social media sensation, known for his witty and irreverent takes on adulthood and the struggles of everyday life. Thursday, February 22nd, a double bill, Ryan Brown and Ron Nobles. Now, Ryan is a comedian writer raised here in North Carolina, where he's currently based after 8 years of living and performing in New York City. His jokes combine an analytical worldview with childlike curiosity. Now, Ron Nobles, a New York City-based stand-up comedian, he is a regular in the New York City comedy scene and performs at colleges, clubs, and theaters all over the country. Thursday through Saturday, February 22nd through the 24th, Tim Meadows, an American actor and comedian best known as one of the longest-running cast members on Saturday Night Live. During his 10 years on the popular late-night show, he crafted some of the series' most memorable characters, including Leon Phelps, the ladies' man, and Lionel Osborne. Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th, David James. David is a stand-up comic based out of Philadelphia. In 2006, he won Helium Comedy Club's first annual Philly's Funniest Competition. Tuesday, February 27th, it's Michael Palachuk. Michael was named the Stand-Up of the Year a while back by the Late Night Last Week podcast for his set on The Late Show with James Corden. Also coming up in February, H.L. Boney and Martin Amini. And again, all shows are 18+. Well, let's take a look at Duke Arts, which was formerly known as Duke Performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday and Saturday, February 16 and 17, Diane McIntyre Group in the Same Tug Tour. This vibrant movement, sound and language-based work by dance legend and choreographer Diane McIntyre, explores how dance and music speak to each other. The performance uses dance to explore how language creates worlds of beauty, alienation, harmony, tension, or peace. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, February 17th, Duke Arts, the Chompy Quartet, Night Music. Duke's resident ensemble returns to Baldwin Auditorium with a dynamic program, Night Music, Bartok's term for music that depicts the sounds and emotions of the night. Sunday, February 18th, at Marion Consort. Across their 15 years together, the consort has amassed an international reputation for their astounding performances and ensemble sound. Their performance is at Duke Chapel, 4 o'clock, Sunday, February 18th. Friday, March 8th, Benjamin Grosvenor, a highly in-demand British concert pianist. Grosvenor's virtuosic performances have made him one of the most important pianists working today, both in recital, concert halls, and in the studio. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, March 16th, for a piano quartet. The group has been captivating audiences worldwide for more or over two decades with their innovative approach to classical music, having met during their studies in 1995 for the 150th anniversary of their namesake, Gabriel Fauré. The quartet has established a reputation as a leading interpreter of not only the French composer, but also of works outside the mainstream repertoire. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, March 22nd, King's Return. This dynamic four-piece a cappella group is made up of such a rich and powerful blend of vocal timbres that it's no wonder that in a short time they have received a Grammy nomination and amassed a large and devoted online following. Again, this is at Baldwin Auditorium. Wednesday and Thursday, March 27 and 28, on Beckett. Bill can't escape Samuel Beckett. He has spent a lifetime captivated by the Irish writer's language. In this intimate 90-minute evening, Irwin will explore a performer's relationship to Beckett, mining the physical and verbal skills acquired in his years as a master clown and Tony Award-winning actor. This is at 7:30, Reynolds Industries Theater. Wednesday, April 3rd, Songs in Flight. In 2019, Cornell University started Freedom on the Move, a database of runaway ads from the United States' early newspapers. The database notes that it compiles thousands of stories of resistance never been accessible in one place. Created to control the movement of enslaved people, the ads ultimately preserve the details of individual lives. Taken collectively, the ads constitute a detailed, concise, and rare source of information about the experiences of enslaved people. This is at 7:30 at the Haiti Heritage Center. That's on Wednesday, April 3rd. Switching gears to the Carolina Performing Arts, once again, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Friday, February 16th, Christian McBride. With the help of his band, this Grammy Award-winning bassist, composer, and band leader will have you dancing in your seat. He has the resume to prove it. For years, McBride has served as the artistic director at several musical institutions. This is at Memorial Hall. Thursday through Saturday, February 22nd through the 24th, Faye Driscoll, and her program is Weathering. This performance, co-commissioned by Carolina Performing Arts, is a sensory feast that blurs the boundaries of art and audience. It's a living, breathing sculpture composed of bodies, sounds, scents, liquids, and more that will leave you in awe. On stage, performers move and morph, creating art that transforms before your very eyes. This is Current Art Space and Studio. There are various performance times in Thursday through Saturday, February 22nd through the 24th. Tuesday and Wednesday, February 27 and 28, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. For 65 years, this dance theater has showcased the work of diverse choreographers, amplifying a multitude of voices along Mr. Ailey's own. The longtime Carolina Performing Arts partner will introduce new choreographers to the repertory, pairing their work with Ailey's classics that illustrate the immense range of Mr. Ailey's rich catalog. This is at Memorial Hall, 7:30 performances both nights. Thursday, March 7th, Desanahanu, Written Dirty, Southern Lyricism and Storytelling. There's something special about the way pen meets page down bottom. As a former Nasser Jones Fellow with Harvard University's Hip Hop Archive and Research Institute, poet and educator Desanahanu understands this truth better than most. Join the 2023 Piedmont Laureate as he explores the work of the Dirty South's most daring wordsmiths. Saturday, March 23rd, Carolina Performing Arts, Aruj Aftab. Since bursting onto the scene in the early 2010s, the Pakistani singer, composer, and producer has transcended boundaries of genre and geography to produce an impressive body of work. She mixes elements of jazz, indie pop, folk, and various other genres to create lush soundscapes the listener won't soon forget. The performance is at Memorial Hall. Tuesday, March 26th, Rihanna Giddens, featuring Martha Redbone, Pure Faye, and Charlie Lowry. Pulitzer Prize winning composers and futures artist in residence, Rihanna Giddens, continues to bring untold stories and essential traditions to the stage. This time in collaboration with Martha Redbone, Pure Faye, and Charlie Lowry for a colorful celebration of indigenous artistry. This is at Memorial Hall at 7:30. This is all Carolina Performing Arts. Okay, Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts. Performances at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Now through February 18th, Rhapsody in Blue from Carolina Ballet. Rhapsody in Blue captures the exhilarating, heart-beating, romantic pulse of George Gershwin's iconic music. The program will also include two new works by principal guest choreographer Lynn Taylor Corbett and resident choreographer Amy Hall Garner. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Evening performances at 7:30 and matinees at 2 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, February 16 and 17, Beethoven Symphony No. 5. This, of course, from the North Carolina Symphony, and it's at May Mandy Concert Hall. Saturday, February 17, Jorge Lozano H., from a very early age, human beings are attached to labels, insecurities, barriers, and limiting beliefs that become chains over the years. These chains may have led you to fail in your relationships, to feel stagnant or discouraged in your personal or professional life. Maybe those chains have you bored or sunk into depression, and that's over. Get ready for an electric dose of motivation. It's time to break free, to get up, and to get ahead. It's time for your revolution. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Showtime is 8:30. Sunday, February 18th, Criminal Live. It's a podcast about crime. Stories of people who've done wrong, been wronged, or gotten caught somewhere in the middle. Often called the Thinking Person's True Crime Podcast, Criminal has won numerous Webby Awards and is consistently ranked one of the top podcasts by Apple, Rolling Stone, Wired, and Time Magazine, The Guardian, and more. Celebrate the show's 10th anniversary with an evening of brand new stories. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, February 20th, a special winter concert. Triangle Youth Music's top groups come together in one exciting performance. The award-winning Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble and the Triangle Youth Philharmonic will take the stage with classical and jazz favorites in their midwinter concert. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, February 21st, Bianca Del Rio, Dead Inside Comedy Tour. Everyone's favorite clown in a gown, Bianca Del Rio, is returning the stage with a new comedy show aptly titled Dead Inside. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. Friday, February 23rd, the Appalachian Road Show from Pinecone. Come and sit a spell as the five-piece band weaves together songs and stories emanating from the mountains and hollers of North Carolina and Virginia to the coal mines of West Virginia and Kentucky. The band was nominated for the coveted Entertainer of the Year Award at the 2023 IBMA Music Awards in Raleigh, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, February 23rd and 24th, Cezanne's Piano Concert No. 5 from the North Carolina Symphony, and this is at Maymandy Concert Hall at 8 o'clock. Saturday, February 24th, Mark Norman, You Don't Say Tour, dubbed by Jerry Seinfeld as the best young up-and-coming comic. Norman has become one of the most talked-about touring comedians on the scene today. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.